From the Barton Worley studios of Abilene Public Radio, this is Eye on Entertainment. Good afternoon, I'm Blaine Singletary. Last week we spoke with the entire cast of Two for ACU Theater's production of I Do, I Do. And this week our arts reviewer Anthony Mincer joins us and tells us what he thinks about this musical about marriage. Also, we'll take a look and listen to some of the music featured in our show, including this song. That's all coming up, so come, take a look with me. Last week, the ACU Theater Department's latest production, I Do, I Do, hit the stage. It's a full musical with a small cast of two characters. We spoke with them last week. Now we are joined by our arts reviewer, Anthony Mincer, who is here to give us his review on this show.
Think about it. How many fairy tales end with a marriage? Let's see. There's Cinderella, Beauty and the Beast, Snow White, and Sleeping Beauty. But Walt Disney animated features aren't the only fairy tales to come along that conclude with a walk down the aisle. Just about every successful chick flick in the last decade concludes with blissful vows and wedding bells. Yes, I consciously just compared chick flicks to fairy tales. So marriage must be the ticket. That's the point where happiness begins, right? The challenges of life must be thankfully behind, and now as Mr. and Mrs., they ride off in their carriage, silhouetted by the most beautiful sunset you've ever seen. You can rest secure that the future only contains joy, rainbows, and, well, the hard reality is that over 50% of the marriages that take place this year will statistically end in divorce. My point is not to be discouraging, but instead to state how supremely refreshing Abilene Christian University's latest theater production is to those who have found themselves unsatisfied with the fairy tale version of marriage and are more interested in the reality of all the hardships, wonder, pain, and beauty that really exist there. I Do, I Do starts at where you'd expect, at the I Do's. And in doing so, it reframes the time of life that we should expect to find our fairy tale ending. That is, in old age, where in looking back over the years, we realize that all the struggles and pain have been mixed with deep joy and satisfaction, creating a fairy tale so rich that honeymooners could never comprehend. Director Adam Hester chose to use the Culp Theater at ACU's Williams Performing Arts Theater to begin shaping the audience members' experience. The Culp Theater is essentially a large, black, nondescript cube. The director has free rein in the placement of the stage as well as the placement of the audience. In this case, the stage is in the middle with the audience surrounding on all four sides. The audience remains close to the action with only three or four rows of seats on all sides. The lone set on stage is our wedded couple's four-posted bedroom suite. Don't worry, if you find your seat directly behind the headboard, Adam Hester's stage revolves 360 degrees, and he takes full advantage of his mechanical masterpiece to frequently allow you to see the action from a new angle. You may be closer to the action than you realize. I chose a seat about 10 feet from the stage. Within 1 minute of the start of the show, I realized that off the main stage, Adam had arranged his and her vanities on opposite sides of the theater. The groom's vanity was about 6 inches from my right leg. At one point in the performance, when Jefferson Ferguson, who plays Michael Snow, feverishly sat down at the vanity, he actually bumped my leg. Luckily, my addition to the performance did not distract Jefferson from his part. So, if you enjoy being close to your entertainment, this is the production for you. If you are a musician, prepare to be impressed. I Do, I Do is a musical. But unlike most musical productions that you'd expect to see in town, the musical accompaniment is performed live. Dr. Kay Williams and Dr. Pauline Bajoram have wheeled their own baby grands into the tight spaces of the Culp Theater. Unlike most dueling pianos that you've seen in your life, they're not just a few feet apart. They're more like 10 yards apart with a stage in the middle. You musicians may already fear for our pianist as you break out in a cold sweat, worrying about timing, balance, and all those unknowns which can occur on any night of a production. To beat these odds, these ladies wear two-way headsets so that they can communicate freely about every stanza to repeat or skip and how to express every note to accentuate the emotion of the actors. I can acquaint you with the pacing and subject matter of the play just by listing a few of the song titles in order. Together Forever, Something Has Happened, Nobody's Perfect, The Honeymoon Is Over, My Cup Runneth Over, The Father of the Bride, and Someone Needs Me. This play, written by Tom Jones, begins in 1898, spanning over 50 years of Michael and Agnes Snow's wedded life. When Michael falls for a younger woman and simply cannot control his feelings, And when Agnes tries to punish Michael by spending every one of his hard-earned dollars, somehow the two of them find a way to push through the hard times. Agnes questions through tears if a woman is even alive if she can't love. Hester's design in the Culp Theater allows you to see the emotions of other audience members, since you can see their faces on three sides of the theater. When love was finally rekindled by a reemergence of consideration and compassion, I found myself watching the ladies in the audience melt with Michael's selfless tenderness towards Agnes. And I watched the men man up, giving approving looks that said something like, "That a boy, Michael." I Do was performed once before at ACU in 1976. At that time, a young student assistant director named Adam Hester proved his early talents. ACU continues to develop young talent, and in every review I write, I generally fail to give enough credit to those behind the scenes. However, in this production, I can't help but give credit where credit is due. During multiple scenes in the play, props descend from the dark steel rafters overhead. The corner of my eye caught a number of individuals dressed completely in black, scampering across those beams high overhead, ensuring that every prop was prepared and timed correctly, and that each of the two lead characters always had a spotlight trained upon them. So, to Dom Nguyen, Asako Nomoto, Taylor Watkins, and Alec White, you have my respect and well-deserved recognition. The closing scene is worth the price of admission. I won't dare give it away here, but let's just say it is a beautiful picture of why Michael and Agnes's marriage was able to survive and thrive over 50 years. Playwright Tom Jones shares with us his secrets with humor and total respect for the institution of marriage. I'm reminded of the famous quote by George Bernard Shaw, "Life is not meant to be easy, my child, but take courage. It can be delightful." I hope you're able to make it to ACU to catch I Do. I know you won't be disappointed, and I pray that you catch a hold of this more true and achievable fairy tale ending.
That's Anthony Mincer, our arts reviewer, with his review on ACU Theater's production of I Do. You can still catch it tonight and tomorrow night at 7:30 in the Culp Theater on the campus of Abilene Christian University. For ticket information, 674-2787.
Together forever, forever together, for this is the promise you give.
I've been getting some feedback lately, and a lot of it says that you'd be interested in knowing about some of the songs we feature in this show. Well, since music is entertainment, we're going to start a recurring segment, probably on the last Friday of each month, that showcases the music of ION Entertainment. Let's take this from the top. Our theme song is called The Voice by the Alan Parsons Project from their iRobot album. Now, the band's name probably doesn't ring a bell, but chances are you've heard their music many times. This is one of their lesser-known songs, and I bet you didn't know it had words.
Before you run and hide, it's gonna get you. You got no choice, 'cause you can't escape the voice.
The Alan Parsons Project is one of my favorite bands, and I do tend to use their music a lot throughout the show, especially because of the many epic instrumentals you find on their albums, such as the title track from the iRobot album, which we featured in last week's show. I could go on and on about this band, but I'll let you find out more for yourself. A great place to start is thealanparsonsproject.com, and that's separated by hyphens. Speaking of instrumentals, I also feature a lot of Mannheim Steamroller. Most likely you've heard frontman Chip Davis's works during the Christmas months, but in my opinion, his best works are found in the Fresh Air series. A couple weeks back, we featured a few tracks from Fresh Air 2, when we talked about the many art exhibits around town. The one heard here is called The Fifth Door. This and the other albums in the Fresh Air series go through many different musical emotions. It's definitely a treat for any taste. To find out more about Mannheim Steamroller, mannheimsteamroller.com. That's spelled M-A-N-N-H-E-I-M. So much music, so little time. We're out of time for today, but be sure to join us for more about what you want to know about entertainment in our area and beyond. And here's Mannheim Steamroller's Door 7 to play us out. Support for Ion Entertainment is provided by Dr. Angela Nicolini, therapeutic optometrist, providing eye care for the family, including red eye treatment and foreign body removal. Associate Dr. Shelda Schaefer provides pediatric optometry. Doctors Nicolini and Schaefer are located at 3225 South 27th Street and are open Monday through Thursday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. and Friday, 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. For information, 691-0101. And as always, I'm Blaine Singletary, and I've had my eye on entertainment.